Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray midday prayer using the current psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The angel Gabriel said to Mary in greeting, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women."
The angel Gabriel said to Mary in greeting, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women."
Lord, let your love come upon me, the saving help of your promise, and I shall answer those who taunt me, for I trust in your word. Do not take the word of truth from my mouth, for I trust in your decrees. I shall always keep your law forever and ever. I shall walk in the path of freedom, for I seek your precepts. I will speak of your will before kings and not be abashed. Your commands have been my delight. These I have loved. I will worship your commands and love them and ponder your will. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, let your salvation come to us as you have promised, that we may keep your law always, and taught by the word of truth, find strength in his salvation.
I waited for the Lord, and he stooped down to me. He heard my cry. He drew me from the deadly pit, from the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and made my footsteps firm. He put a new song into my mouth, praise of our God. Many shall see and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Happy the man who has placed his trust in the Lord and has not gone over to the rebels who follow false gods. How many, O Lord my God, are the wonders and designs that you have worked for us? You have no equal. Should I proclaim and speak of them, They are more than I can tell. You do not ask for sacrifice and offerings, but an open ear. You do not ask for holocaust and victim. Instead, here am I. In the scroll of the book it stands written that I should do your will. My God, I delight in your law in the depth of my heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Your justice I have proclaimed in the great assembly. My lips I have not sealed. You know it, O Lord. I have not hidden your justice in my heart, but declared your faithful help. I have not hidden your love and your truth from the great assembly. O Lord, you will not withhold your compassion from me. Your merciful love and your truth will always guard me. For I am beset with evils, too many to be counted. My sins have fallen upon me, and my sight fails me. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart sinks. O Lord, come to my rescue. Lord, come to my aid. O let there be rejoicing and gladness for all who seek you. Let them ever say, "The Lord is great," who love your saving help. As for me, wretched and poor, the Lord thinks of me. You are my rescuer, my help. O God, do not delay. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, you were made obedient unto death, and your name was exalted above all others. Teach us always to do the Father's will, so that, made holy by obedience which unites us to sacrifice of your body, we can expect your great love in times of sorrow, and sing a new song to our God.
The angel Gabriel said to Mary in greeting, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women."
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, "O my people who dwell in Zion, do not fear. On that day, the burden shall be taken from your shoulder, and the yoke shattered from your neck." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Remember us, Lord, because of the love you have for your people.
Come and bring us your salvation.
Let us pray. May our prayer or petition rise before you, we pray, O Lord, that with purity unblemished, we, your servants, may come as we desire to celebrate the great mystery of the incarnation of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.